Christ. Amen. In this second Sunday of Advent, we hear again from the prophet Isaiah. And it's a powerful word. A shoot shall come up from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. We've all heard this text a million times, but I doubt very many of you have ever read what comes right before it. In chapter 9 and in chapter 10 of Isaiah, particularly in chapter 10, it says, "O you who make iniquitous decrees, who write oppressive statutes and turn aside the needy from justice, rob the people of their right, your time is coming to an end." And so in chapter 9 and 10, God sends Assyria to punish the people of Israel. So chapter 9, God sends the Assyrians in, and then in chapter 10, God says to the Assyrians, "O you Assyrians who went and destroyed my people, I will have to destroy you as well." Which I always thought was patently unfair. And then there's this incredible imagery of forests being chopped down, the axe laid to the root, every tree cut off, and the boughs lopped from their limbs. That sets the stage for this 11th chapter of Isaiah. From those crusty stumps left over out of the destruction comes a remnant, God's people. And from God's people will be lifted up new growth, coming right out of this dead and cut off stump. New life. And it will not be quite like the old life. This one, this Messiah, this shoot who comes up out of the stump of Jesse, will have the Spirit of the Lord resting. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and will be different. When we think of justice, at least for myself, I think of the juridical definition of justice, of, well, what a judge does, right? We have one or two lawyers in the congregation. You know how this works. Very quickly, we're going to do this very quickly. What do you hope a judge will do? First, really important skill for a judge.
Be
fair. Fairness. Yeah, not bad. What was that? There you go. Was somebody at the 8 o'clock service over there? Listen. You want a judge to listen, most of all, right? And then the other thing, what do lawyers do? They present evidence, right? So we want the judge to listen, and we also want the judge to consider the evidence. You have to see. And in hearing and seeing, then you come, hopefully, one of you said, or many of you said, to a fair judgment. By what our eyes see and our ears hear. But in this gospel, in this lesson in Isaiah, it says that this new one, this wonderful shoot from the stump of Jesse, will not judge by what his eyes see or his ears hear, but with righteousness judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And faithfulness. This Messiah, this new leader, this David and son of David, will not judge with eyes and ears, but with righteousness and justice and faithfulness, with equity. It's a different kind of leadership, a different kind of society, so much so that God will then lift up in Isaiah a whole new vision for what the earth will look like. and the wolf shall lie with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie with the kid, and the calf and the lion, the fatling together. You've heard it all a million times. And their young shall lie together. And then my favorite, the lion will become a vegetarian. And I'm fairly sure gluten-free. It's an almost impossible vision that God lifts up for Isaiah. It's almost like waiting for Santa Claus, right? If we just wait long enough, God will do all of these things on our behalf. But it's not Santa Claus. God lifts up not a return to Eden or an impossible vision of a perfect world, but a vision in which the meek are judged with equity, the poor will be judged in righteousness, and the meek of the earth will experience God's faith. That shoot that is coming out from the stump of Jesse is not some impossible dream for the future that will be visited upon us, but unfolds even now. Our Advent waiting is characterized in the gospel that Saint, if you remember, John the Baptist says at the very end of that thing, John the Baptist says, look, I have come baptizing with water for the repentance and the judgment of the world. But one is coming. One is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, who will not judge by what his eyes see or his ears hear, but in fullness and in love. Already the axe is laid to the root, and already God has sprung forth something new. A branch shall grow out from that crusty stump. And the spirit of counsel, or spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord is already at work in you. New growth, new life. Our Advent waiting calls us to live out that life of righteousness and equity and faith. Not just waiting for Santa Claus and the presents that come, but celebrating in the very core of our being God's call for equity and justice. A new world begun and continued in a shoot which has sprung out of our crusty stump. Amen.